Hey, word nerds, how you doing? Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. I am your host. I am so very glad that you are here. And that's all this is. Just me being glad that you're here. And I hope that you are enjoying this show. So let's talk about this show. The first word in this episode is dualize or dualize. D-U-A-L-I-Z-E. Transitive verb from 1838, and it is to make dual. Just, I don't know, splitting something in half and make it two, or creating a clone. If you create a clone of a thing, then you're dualizing it. That's dualizing. Dualize, I got nothing else for dualize. Okay, let's make a sound effect. Let's do ba-doop-doop-dak-da-goom. I don't know, I've done a lot of drum things recently. Okay, next is dual purpose. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1904. Having breed characteristics that serve two purposes, as in dual purpose cattle that supply milk and meat. That is possibly my least favorite example that they could have put here. Oh, the cattle, they make the milk that the people then take and don't give to the baby so much. And if it's a boy baby, they take it away and make meat out of that. And then these cattle that also produce milk also will be murdered to provide meat for the people who are eating the meat. Dual purpose. Oh, they totally could have picked a better one. But hey, it gave me an opportunity to talk about how I don't care for that industry whatsoever, and I don't think that animals should be used in this way. You know, if there's like milk is I don't want to get into that. Okay, dual purpose. There are lots of other things that are dual purpose that I'd rather talk about. Dual purpose fingers. They grab things and they also poke things. Ba-doom-doom-dak-da-goom. Next is duathlon. D-U-A-T-H-L-O-N. Noun from 1988. Well, this is weird. Okay, it is a three-part long-distance race, typically having a running phase, a bicycling phase, and a final running phase. So you run, bike, and run. Okay. A duathlete is a noun. One who is doing a duathlon. So, okay, so there's two things that you're doing. You're running or you're biking. One or the other, or both, not at the same time. So that's why it's called a duathlon, because prefix in this case is two. But it's a three-part long-distance race. You run, and then you bike, and then you run again. I wonder what the point is of that. Why couldn't it just be running and then biking, or biking and then running? That's weird. That's just weird, man. It's so strange. Dub. The first of the D-U-B words. First form verb from before the 12th century. And this one, it looks to be only transitive verb. 1A, to confer knighthood on. I am dubbing you sir, dame. Is a dame a knight? No, it's just a sirs or knight. Why is one? Anyway, I'm putting the knighthood on you. I'm going to put the sword on one shoulder, I'm going to put the sword on the other shoulder, and you are now a knight. I will never be able to be a knight, because I did not grow up in the UK, so no knighthood for me. I W? See, that sounds funny, but no, that's it. You are now being dubbed as Sir Spencer. Sir Spencer. So many sir sounds. Okay, 1B, to call by a distinctive title, epithet, or nickname. So yeah, it doesn't have to be knighthood. If you got a title, a doctor, Mr., Mrs., what are their titles? Those are all the titles. A reverend, father, sister, brother, or just some sort of name, something that's different than your normal name. If you got a nickname, ooh, there goes Spiky Teeth. We've dubbed him Spiky Teeth because you know, for obvious reasons, he's got no teeth. Number two, to trim or remove the comb and wattles of. Oh, this sounds like the comb and the wattle of a chicken or a turkey or something. So cutting it or removing it entirely is dubbing. 3A, to hit poorly. And the thing that you are hitting is a golf ball or a shot. Just hitting something, maybe any sport, if you're hitting it, the ball, the stick, the... What else do you hit? If you hit it, bad. Just so bad, you dubbed it. Oh, I dubbed that ball. Dubbed it right into the gutter. 3B is similar. It is to execute poorly, as in a dubbed attempt. I tried. I failed. I executed that so poorly, I dubbed it. Dubber, so just anything, not a ball, just doing anything badly. Oh, I am sure dubbing this podcast. Dubber is a noun. This is from, let's see, Old Norse dubba, which is to dub. Also from the Old High German tubili, T-U-B-I-L-I, and that means plug. Plug, plug, plug. Yep, that doesn't make no sense to me. Plugging it up? Plug a hole? I don't know. The second form of dub is a noun from 1884. One who is inept or clumsy. So this is the one who is probably hitting the ball poorly or executing a thing poorly. You could call him a dubber, or you could also just call him a dub. Oh, you're such a dub. You dub. You can't even walk good or talk good. You dub. The third form of dub is a noun from the 15th century. This one is chiefly Scottish, and the synonyms are pool and puddle. So, oh, it rained. I want to go play in the dubs. Let's go play in the dubs. Let's splash the dubs. Let's go do laps in the dubs. Is that how they would use it? Or maybe they would probably say, like, dub? I don't know. I don't know how they pronounce. Scottish is interesting. Dub? Dub. I don't know. The fourth form of dub. This is another verb from 1930, and it looks like it's just transitive. So yes, it's another transitive verb form. The first one was all transitive verb, but this is a whole different direction for this word. Number one, to add to a film or to a radio or television production. And this is usually used with the word in. And some examples of what you are adding, because, you know, we need some context here. It could be sound effects or new dialogue. Dub in the things. Oh, we need some more context in this scene. The audiences didn't understand what was happening. So let's put in a wide shot of the car driving down the road, and let's dub in some new dialogue that didn't exist when we originally recorded this. And also some sound effects that go wibbly 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 whip. Number two for dub, to provide with a new soundtrack and especially dialogue in a different language. And the thing that you're providing a motion picture film with all of this new soundtrack or new dialogue. So, you know, similar to the first one, we hear this a lot. If a movie is in some language, I don't know, let's pick Esperanto, but you want to show it in a place where people don't speak Esperanto, then you got to get it dubbed in that language. So maybe in that area, they only speak Pig Latin. So you got to dub it. You got to have actors come in and record their lines in Pig Latin. And then you replace the soundtrack, the dialogue track, with the new Pig Latin dialogue, dubbing over the original Esperanto dialogue track. I try not to, I mean, first of all, I don't really watch many foreign movies, but if I do, I try not to watch them dubbed. It's just that there's a disconnect between the audio and the visual with their mouths moving, and it doesn't make sense with the audio, with the words that you hear. So I prefer to watch it with the original language, but just read the captions. That's, you know, it's a little extra work for my brain maybe, but, you know, that's probably not a bad thing. Yeah. We got to mention, you know, all those classic martial arts movies. They're all dubbed into English, you know, from my perspective. I haven't watched any dubbed in German. You know, there's a very big disconnect between the mouth movements and the English dialogue. So, you know, we like to make fun of the those martial arts dubbed movies. They're so fun. Number three. To make a new recording of, and the thing that you are making a new recording of is sound or videotape already recorded. So I guess you're just re-recording it, you're dubbing it. Also, to mix into a single recording, and here you are mixing recorded sound or videotape from different sources. So you're combining them so they can be played all at the same time. Dub it together. Dub it together. Let's all dub together. Dubber, that is a noun. This would be, you know, probably the one that the technician who's maybe recording this or putting it all together, you know, in the fancy computer program. Maybe if a person is re-recording their dialogue, they could maybe also be considered a dubber. Let's see. This is, I guess it's a form of or it's an alternative form of the word double, D-O-U-B-L-E. Why double? Is there like double things, two things? I know that there's a story here. There's a reason, and it used to be double. Something doubled up, maybe? I don't know. Well, two languages, you know, if they're like, oh, it was recorded in this language, and now we gotta double it up with this other language, and then it just got shortened to dub. I wonder if there's a different story, though, than that. Boom, ba-doom, ba-da-da, ba-doom, ba-doom. The fifth form of dub, noun from 1974. This is Jamaican music in which audio effects and spoken or chanted words are imposed on an instrumental reggae background. Ooh, so yeah, I don't really have much experience with this, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure I've heard it. We are actually going to see another word that I think might be similar, possibly, but maybe not. I don't know, maybe I need to find an audio example of some dub music. So there's reggae background music, and then the audio, the lyrics are either spoken or chanted, and there could be audio effects used in it as well. Let's listen to some. Dubbin is next. Could also be dubbing with a G or no G. Dubbin. Noun from 1781, a dressing of oil and tallow for leather. So I guess you're putting the tallow and the oil on the leather to do something with it. This is from dubbing, which is a gerund of dub, which means to dress leather. And I didn't see anything about dressing leather in those five forms of the word dub. So I don't know about that. It's a thing you put it on leather. You put it on the leather, and you're dubbing it. It's a dubbing, and you're dubbing. That's it. That's it. Boom, boom, bop, boom, boom, bop. This word is dubiety. Dubiety. Or dubiety. D-U-B-I-E-T-Y. Am I saying this word right? Let's see. No, maybe it's dubiety. Dubiety. Noun from 1750. 1. A usually hesitant uncertainty or doubt that tends to cause vacillation. Oh, I got the dubiety because I don't know what I should do. I'm uncertain. I have doubt. And you know what? Now because of all that doubt and dubiety, I guess I got the vacillation going on. I don't want the vacillation. So let's stop with all this dubiety. I guess this is a thing that you would have, right? Because it's a noun. Because you can't make a decision. I get that sometimes. Sure do. Number 2, a matter of doubt. A matter of doubt is a dubiety. I don't think I've ever heard this word before. It's another synonym. There's just the one. Why you say another? I don't know. It's just that's just what came out. A synonym is the word uncertainty. Ooh, uncertainty. What will the future hold? I don't know. It is uncertain. It is a dubiety. The future is a dubiety. Boop, boop, bop, bop, boop, bop, bop. Dubious is next. Dubious or dubious. D-U-B-I-O-U-S. Adjective from 1548. 1. Giving rise to uncertainty, as 1a, of doubtful promise or outcome, as in a dubious plan. Oh, don't do that plan. It's very doubtful that it will be good plan. Bad plan, don't do bad plan. Dubious. 1b, questionable or suspect as to true nature or quality, as in, the practice is of dubious legality. Yeah, don't do that practice. Don't do that thing. If it's got dubious legality, that means it's pretty likely not legal. So I don't care for the true nature or quality of that. 2. Unsettled in opinion. The synonym is doubtful, as in, I was dubious about the plan, because it had dubious legality. So just don't do that plan. The opinion of what way it will go is unsettled. Some people think this, some people think that. It's in doubt. We cannot come to an agreement. So we're all just all, we got all the dubiousness. That's a noun. Oh, I skipped ahead. A synonym is doubtful. And dubiously is an adverb. This is from the Latin verb dubare, which means to vacillate. Yeah, I think that's like, oh, I think this thing. Oh, but no, wait, maybe I think this thing. Oh, but I can't decide. Oh, but what if it's this thing over here? Oh, I don't know. That looks pretty good, though. I'm just vacillating around all these different options. It is akin to the Latin word duo, which means two. Because you're typically, I think, vacillating between two options. And there's more at the word two. And that's dubious. Boom, boom, ba, boom, de, boom, ba, dubitable. That's not how you say that word. Dubitable. D-U-B-I-T-A-B-L-E. It looks like dubitable. Adjective from circa 1616. And it is open to doubt or question. Dubitable. I feel like I've heard indubitable. Well, who said that? Indubitable. That's from something. I can't think of what it is. It's not inconceivable. That's a whole different thing. Indubitable. Well, so indubitable means that there is no doubt or question. It's factual. Indubitable. But dubitable, it's just super fun to say. Go ahead, try it with me. Ready? Let's say it three times. One, two, three. Dubitable, dubitable, and dubitable. Dubitable, dubitable. I said it more times. I'm sorry. I screwed that up. So, you know what? What's the success? What's the quality of this podcast? I don't know. It's dubitable. Nobody agrees. This is from the Latin dubitare, which means to doubt. Boom, bra, ba-doom, dubitba, ba, boom. Bop-bop. Dubitation. Noun from the 15th century. This one is archaic, and the synonym is doubt. A lot of this episode is all about doubt. I don't know. I'm doubting lots of things. Nope, I don't doubt anything, really. Boom, 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 bop, boom, bop, boom, boom, boom. Just having fun with some rhythmy stuff. Just go with it. Just go with the flow. Next is Dublin Bay Prawn. Three words. The D and the B in Dublin Bay are capitalized. This is a noun from 1949. The synonym is, how do you say this? Langoustine. Langoustine? That looks like how it might be pronounced. Langoustine. Langoustine. It's a Dublin Bay prawn. Now, where is Dublin Bay? Is it near Dublin in Ireland? Or is it somewhere else? I don't know if they have prawns over there in Ireland. Langoustine. I feel like langoustine, if I'm remembering correctly, there is a, I don't know if it's Spanish maybe, that there is a word, I don't know if it's for like prawn or shrimp or what's that other one? Lobster. One of those, I think, has a word that's similar to langoustine, and I just can't think of what it is right now. If I do a little bit of research, I'll put it in the show notes, but, you know, I think that makes sense. I want to go look at langoustine in this book here, but I won't do that. Boom, boom, baba, dooba, dooba, da. Dubnium, or dubnium, that's the next word. Noun from 1994, a short-lived radioactive element produced artificially. And it says to see the element table. This is not the first time we have seen this. It's on the element table, the periodic table, but it is produced artificially. That means people in a lab put it together just to see if they could, and they did, and it can exist. And that's it. It doesn't exist in nature. The name is from Dubna, with a capital D, D-U-B-N-A, and that is a city in Russia where a center for investigation of heavy elements is located. And is that where they did this? Where they put this thing together? That would make sense. Heavy elements, you know, these are the ones that I think are produced artificially typically because they just don't exist naturally. The nature is like, I can go up to this level of, you know, protons and electrons and stuff. But no, if you want more, you're going to have to make it yourself. I have no concept of how they even do this. Boom, boom, baba, dipa, dupa, dupa, da. Next is dubstep. All one word, D-U-B-S-T-E-P, noun from 2002. A type of electronic dance music having prominent bass lines and syncopated drum patterns. Now, I'm sure that somebody has played this music for me. I don't remember. I've heard it used. So let's see. Syncopated drum patterns. I don't know. Maybe it would be, they would be like, boom, ba, ba, doom, ba, 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 dicka, ba, boom, ba, doom, ba, dicka, dicka, boom, ba, boom, ba, doom, ba, 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 doom, ba, 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 ba. I don't know how syncopated that one's. But then prominent bass lines. Boom, ba, doom, boom, 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 ba, ba, boom, ba, doom, boom, boom, boom. I don't know, maybe you could put it together. Is that some dubstep? I don't know. Is it related to dub, the Jamaican music? I don't know. I would assume it came from that, hence the name. But I don't know. I don't know at all. Dubstep. Let's listen to some dubstep.
We don't wanna fight tonight. And we don't wanna fuss and no fight.
Did it? How did it sound? Was there a drum line that went boom ba da bop doom ba doom ba? Maybe not. That wasn't very syncopated. The next word is the first of the D-U-C words. It is ducal or ducal. Ducal, ducal. D-U-C-A-L. Adjective from the 15th century. Of or relating to a duke or dukedom. Anything in the area that the duke owns, or maybe the duchess too, because, you know, they're all the same thing. Duke and duchess relating to those things, it's ducal. ducally is an adverb. How would you use this? I don't understand. I don't know. They didn't give me an example here. This is from the Lower Latin ducalis, which means of a leader. And then also duke or dux, which is also Latin, that means leader, and there's more at the word duke. So the duke is the leader of an area. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they get paid. What's their job title? Why do they do it? Did they choose this? Did they just get thrown into this situation? Do they just love the power? They're a duke. They're the leader. And anything related to them is ducal. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boop-ba-doop-bow. Ducat. I think that's how you say it. Ducat. D-U-C-A-T. Noun from the 14th century. 1. A former European, usually gold coin. So it's a coin that they used to use in Europe, and it was often gold. And it's called a ducat. Number 2, this is the number 2 definition for the word ticket. Ooh, maybe it's a gold ticket. I don't know. Gotta wait a while till we get there. This is from Old Italian ducato, which is a coin with the Doge's portrait on it. Ooh, I feel like we gotta go back quickly to Doge. I do remember reading that one, but I don't remember what it said. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What is it going to say? I got to get there first. Let's see. D-O-G-E? This is the chief magistrate in the republics of Venice and Genoa, or Genoa. Genoa, I think. And so, in Italy, you know, whoever was this chief magistrate in those areas at that time, they got their portrait. They got their portrait on the ducat. So it was called a ducato, and then it turned into Middle French, and then Middle English, and then English is ducat. But we got a little bit more of the etymology going back even further, it looks like. Also the Italian, or Old Italian, duca, which means doge. I don't remember if I'm pronouncing that correctly. From the Lower Greek, dux, which means leader. It's all about the leader. So that was the whole thing of why it got its name, was because the leader's picture was on it. That's it. So, most of our money around the world has some sort of leader or important person, their picture on there. So, you know, all of our money can be called a ducat, I guess. Or a ducato. That's more fun. Boom. Ba-da-ba-da-boom. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Da-da-da-da-goom-ba-doom-ba. Last word, it is duce, D-U-C-E, noun from 1923. This synonym is just leader. And of course, you can see a connection between ducat and ducal, because they're all from the same etymology. This one is used especially for the leader of the Italian fascist party, something I don't support. Hopefully you don't either. 100 years ago, exactly 100 years ago, 1923. This is when this was coined, connecting back to ducat, and it is from the Italian duce with a capital D, which is literally the leader. That's who was called. This person who I'm about to name. Just wait there. Wait. Hold on a second. They were called. Well, they were called Il Duce, that's the leader, and that is the title of Benito Mussolini, who would have been the leader of the Italian fascist party, and so he was like, yo, I'm the leader. Call me Il Duce. Sounds super badass. And then just the word Duce got into English because of that. 100 years ago. I'm pretty sure the word Duce in Italian existed well before 1923, but here in America, in English-speaking places, we weren't really aware of it. We weren't talking about it. Not until Mussolini was like, yo, I'm all up in this business. Call me Il Duce. That is going to be it until we pick a word of the episode. So we have to reread the words. We had dualize, dual purpose. Duathlon, dub, 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 dub. Dubbin, dubiety, dubiety, yeah. Dubious, dubitable, dubitation. Yes, I read that one. Dubitation, Dublin Bay Prawn, Dubnium, Dubstep, Ducal, Ducat, Duce. Okay, well, you know, I liked the idea of dubbing audio because I, you know, sort of deal with that and might deal with that more in the future. Was there anything else? I mean, you know, dubstep, dub music. I do like music, so that's all great. I don't, I'm not going to pick any of the leader things. Not going to pick anything that's related to doubt, probably. So yeah, let's just pick dub. We gotta dub some audio into this movie. Go in front of a microphone and do some dubbing. Yeah, that was fine. We don't want to stretch our brains too much. Let's see. Lastly, I will quickly say another movie that we watched. Did I leave off with Mario Brothers? I may have. Who's That Girl? It's a Madonna movie from the 80s. Never saw it. Of course, Sharon had seen it because, you know, she was a big Madonna fan. She grew up in the 80s. And it's a very silly, crazy movie. It's kind of like a cartoon. In fact, it starts off, the whole intro credits are a cartoon, which you need to pay attention. It's all of the information that you kind of need to know going into the movie. So, you know, pay close attention and, you know, just pretend the movie is a cartoon and then it will make so much more sense to you. It's a very fun, silly movie. It's good stuff. And that's all I got to say. Okay, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information for some reason. Goodbye.